Thank you very much. I'd like to begin my presentation firstly by thanking Don Eduardo Esten for being here with us and for accepting the invitation to moderate this event on behalf of all of the organizing countries. I'd like to convey our congratulations for the management that he is carrying out as special representative for refugees and migrants from Venezuela. I'd like to also congratulate all of the panelists and thank you all for being here. Mr. Moderator, since 2016, 1,850,000 Venezuelan citizens have reached our country. Most of them came in during 2018. Of this number, we've had around 400,000 people that have remained in the country. In the face of the situation, Ecuador has demonstrated enormous solidarity and has rolled out enormous efforts and resources to protect, regularize, and support the Venezuelan population in full respect of their human rights. Furthermore, we've implemented innovative solutions and protection actions to protect Venezuelan citizens, including the following I'd like to highlight. We've passed 132,000 visas to regularize them. We've also had Executive Decree 826, which has set up a census and an amnesty and regularization process for Venezuelan citizens in Ecuador, and this allows us to understand their status and requirements and publish the necessary papers for their regularization and socioeconomic inclusion. We also have been allowing Venezuelan citizens abroad to apply for a humanitarian visa to come in. We've thirdly also set up specific procedures to support particularly vulnerable cases as part of our prevention and protection against trafficking in persons and the illegal smuggling in persons. Since 2018, and despite the complex economic situation in place, we've spent more than $90 million, and this continues to increase. Furthermore, it's clear that the countries of a region have given an exemplary response to the Venezuelan situation. Ecuador began the Quito process in order to provide a joined-up regional procedure in order to appropriately support Venezuelan citizens, particularly those of them in a situation of vulnerability. Today, we have had 5 intergovernmental meetings, 3 of them in Quito, 1 in Buenos Aires, and 1 in Bogota. The next one will take place in Santiago de Chile in 2020. The fundamental pillars of this process are contained in the Quito Declaration, adopted in September 2018, with its action plan and clear commitments, which are measurable, and that was approved in November of the same year. Subsequently, in July of 2019, during the meeting which took place in Buenos Aires, we set up a group of countries and institutions who are friends of the Quito process, whose terms of reference were approved in November 2019 in Bogota. The Quito process has had positive outcomes, already facilitating the analysis of the situation regarding the Venezuelan exodus from a regional perspective and identifying priority areas for intergovernmental action. Furthermore, we've set up a platform for the exchange of information and good practices in order to foster South-South cooperation and to manage, obtain, and channel resources and technical support under the principle of shared responsibility. Finally, it's vital to broaden out support to facilitate socio-economic integration of the Venezuelan population while also supporting the needs of the host communities. Only through international coordinated cooperation with a regional focus, in line with the established agreements and global compacts, refugees and migration, can our countries confront this challenge, which is an unprecedented humanitarian